WBGO commentator Mildred Antenor thinks women are making some bad choices these days and thus giving away something extremely valuable.
I remember some years ago when I worked for a publishing company, one of my female coworkers had just announced to our department that she was pregnant. She said, and I quote, "We're pregnant!" I was confused. Who else was she talking about? Was there someone else in our department who was expecting a baby? It turns out that she was talking about herself and her husband. Aside from conception, since when did being pregnant and childbirth become a joint process? If you ask me, this political correctness has gone haywire. In the 9 months that pregnancy takes, when do men get the swollen bellies, the 20 to 60 pound weight gain, the gestational diabetes or hypertension, the stretch marks, the swollen ankles, the morning sickness, which lasts all day, by the way, with the dizziness, nausea, and vomiting, the fluctuating hormones or the sleepless nights, particularly in the third trimester, because your belly is so big that you can't find a comfortable sleeping position. Not to mention the other complications in the actual birthing process. Giving birth is the most miraculous thing that we women do with our bodies, but we downplay the whole process and give our power away in the meantime. Where else do we give our power away? Well, how about being overly passive or looking for answers from others when we know what the solution is ourselves, but we don't trust our gut enough to follow it, or refusing to make a decision and think critically, or here's another one that really annoys me, brushing off compliments. If someone compliments you, simply say thank you and keep it moving. Ladies, stop minimizing your actions or yourself and accept the approval when it's offered. Why is a compliment such a problem? Here's another one. How about sleeping with men in order to get or keep a man? Ladies, do I really have to go there? Actually, there's more of a psychological issue going on here. A woman who sleeps too quickly with a man is looking for validation through sex. She probably didn't get the support in her childhood through her father or male role model, and so she desperately seeks it elsewhere in the hopes that men will accept her. But what she's really doing is giving her power away. Another way women give up their power is that too many of us respond in extremes. Either we overreact to a situation or underreact, which is not good either. How about struggling to say no? I have to admit, I used to commit this a lot some years ago. Ladies, remember, no is a complete sentence. And by the way, there's no need to apologize for saying it. Or how about going along just to get along? Ladies, going along with something that doesn't feel right for you is betraying yourself. And that is one of the worst types of betrayal. There's more. What about walking on eggshells? When it comes down to it, walking on eggshells is downright abuse, emotional abuse, to put it specifically. Don't give your power away by putting yourself in those situations. And finally, letting your dreams be just dreams. If you've always wanted to learn to play the piano or take up crocheting or get your pilot's license for that matter, take the steps on making your dream a reality. And don't give your power away to your inner critic or people around you who say that you shouldn't or can't do it. The definition of power is the capability of accomplishing something, and I'm here to remind you that you do have the power, so don't give it away. I'm Mildred Antenor.
Mildred Antenor is the author of The Gladioli Are Invisible, a memoir. She's also a Seton Hall professor.